The United Nations estimates that worldwide, some 50 million people are users of heroin, cocaine, and synthetic addictive drugs alone. Of these, hundreds of thousands consequently die each year. Dr. Robert DuPont, a leader in addictive drug abuse and treatment, was the first director of the U.S. National Institute on Drug Abuse, NIDA, and the second White House drug chief.
The drug problem in the world today is not like anything we've ever had before. This is a new epidemic that started in about the 1960s, and it is continuing to spread throughout the world. Many of the drugs that are on the list of illegal drugs are drugs that have been around a long time. But what's new is even these old drugs are now used in entirely new ways. They are smoked and they are injected intravenously, and that makes them much more powerful than they ever were before. Plus, there's a whole new generation of chemicals, drugs like methamphetamine, for example, or MDMA or LSD, ecstasy. These drugs are all addictive substances that have devastating effects on the people who take them. The way it works is very simple, and that is the new users are unaware of the consequences of where they lead. They are seduced into the chemical experience of using the drug in the view that they can handle it, they can control it. And of course, once they get in there, it becomes a trap that they can't get out of.
These are pictures of individuals before and after they used the addictive drug known as methamphetamine, a stimulant that can cause, among others, insomnia, confusion, paranoia, hallucinations, violent behavior, convulsions, heart attack, stroke, and death. Addictive drugs not only damage one's physical appearance, but can ruin every aspect of one's precious life. They take away friends, family, money, self-esteem, and one's future.
Drugs hijack the brain's reward system. They take over the person's thinking. So they control the person's behavior. People who care about their families, people who care about their futures, stop caring about either of those things. You see a kind of thing that's so dramatic. A patient of mine last week stole money from his grandmother, who was taking care of him. She was reaching out to help him. And he went and took the money and then went out and bought crack cocaine with that. And without a second thought about what he was doing. And when I asked him about why did you do that, he says, well, I'm a drug addict. That's what drug addicts do. That sort of loss of any moral compass is devastating, and it's very characteristic of what drugs do to people.
他的责任感不足，不见得说他一定是学历比较低。我们现在目前有一些学生，他学历是大学，甚至是更高学历的都有。
We hebben heel wat mensen gehad die vroeger een normaal leven leidden. Dat wil zeggen dat ze een gezin hadden, een job hadden enzovoort. Maar die op een of andere manier iets hebben meegemaakt, een traumatische ervaring, waardoor ze beginnen drinken, hun job kwijtgeraken, gescheiden geraken, op straat belanden en zo dus in contact komen met de verkeerde middelen.
Nu, drugs kost enorm veel geld ook. Het moet allemaal te betalen zijn. En het feit dat niet iedereen zomaar de criminaliteit inspringt als ze een drugs gebruikt, ja, ze gaan je spaarcenten of je centen van je werkhandel door en zo geraak je dus in de problemen. Kun je zeker niet op functioneren, in je werk ook niet, dus mijn werk heeft er ook beginnen onder lijden. Ik ben gestopt met werken en zo zijn de problemen gekomen. Ik heb mijn appartement verloren, ik dus dakloos worden. Ik heb mij ervoor moeten prostitueren. Om geld te verdienen om mijn drugs te kunnen bekostigen, winkeldiefstallen.
A brain on addictive drugs is physically altered, making a person unable to think clearly.
Je they're willing to do anything to get the drugs. And that leads women into prostitution, for example, and people into criminal behavior. But it also means you're prone to doing stupid things like accidents and when driving a car, and things like anger, for example, and being out of control.
The consequences of addictive drug abuse are extremely costly. They include damaged health and families torn apart, job loss, homelessness, crime, and emergency medical attention. In many countries, drugged driving is becoming a problem as serious as drunk driving.
Estamos hablando de accidentes de tránsito que mueren los jóvenes, estamos hablando de muertes, estamos hablando de mayor violencia, estamos hablando de embarazos no deseados, en fin, una serie de problemas sociales que evidentemente influyen en toda la vida social y nos afectan a todos.
There's a whole range of medical problems that come too. When you smoke something, that has terrible effects on the lungs. But the other way people take drugs now is by injecting. So they'll put it in a vein, and that transmits diseases like HIV/AIDS, for example, but many other diseases as well. Hepatitis C, hepatitis B are transmitted like this, and bacterial diseases are transmitted. So you get a whole range of complications to a person's health.
Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television as our program continues in observance of the United Nations International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking. Welcome back to today's presentation on Supreme Master Television about the global challenge of drug addiction. Despite the effects that are life-threatening, experts fear that addictive drug abuse is not taken seriously enough.
No, I don't think people have an understanding of how bad it can be. And they're misled by a lot of people who are out there promoting the idea that drugs are a harmless way to have fun. But a lot of it also is just from seeing other people who are using drugs, and it looks like they're in control. They only see them in the early stages of the use before the complications have come in, before the devastating effects are there. So there's a kind of a false learning from seeing their friends who are using drugs. And I really think we need to have much more education in the world about the dangers of these drugs so that people are aware that even trying it is dangerous. I really think that marijuana or cannabis is the most devastating drug. And the reason for that is because it is misunderstood and seen as benign. It is seen so widely as a trivial drug. And so it acts as a gateway drug to get people into the whole drug situation. But it also is a terrible problem in its own right. I like to say it makes people stupid and lazy. And if you think about the global economy and how it works, it doesn't help to have millions and millions of people who are made stupid and lazy by a drug.
A study of over 3,000 fatally injured drivers in Australia showed that when marijuana was present in their blood, they were much more likely to be at fault for the accident. But that's not all.
En países como España, que se ha relajado mucho la percepción de lo que es el consumo de la marihuana, que entonces cada vez están teniendo más casos de psicosis asociados al consumo de marihuana, también provoca cánceres y también provoca una serie de enfermedades asociadas a igual que el consumo de tabaco.
I had a person say to me something that I thought was very smart. He didn't want to try it because he might like it. That's smart. That's somebody who understands how the seduction works.
In reality, any pleasure extracted from addictive drug use is fleeting. As withdrawal sets in, what follows is often dangerous, torturous pain.
因为就是K它命会麻醉，就是让肠胃不会蠕动，它会整个停止蠕动，那就是整个会胃胀气。然后那时候就是痛到医生帮我打吗啡，然后都没有用。然后我只要就是5分钟，我就会想要上厕所。 有一次我大概也带他去看胃急诊，胃痛，那医生就照胃镜给我看，他那个整个胃是充血，充血性的胃炎，然后带有一些大概就是胃溃疡。
希望大家就是不要跟我一样。
Als je het niet meer hebt, krijgt je lichaam signalen door van je hebt geen controle meer over je lichaam. Je arm kan zonder dat u het vraagt naar daar schuiven. Je kunt soms niet meer vooruit. Je bent ja, een wrak.
There was an example of a PhD, a scientist, who studies drug abuse, who thought that he could use drugs because he knew so much about them. But he did it with his fiance, and he came home one time from work, and she was dead with a needle in her arm from an overdose. But when she died, then the emergency people came in, they got the police in, and they found the drugs in his house. And now he's going to go to jail for the drugs. So he wrote an article about this in the Journal of the American Medical Association to warn other people who have the illusion that they can control the drugs. It's a range of problems that people have, but it all centers on one thing, and that is the drugs become more important than anything else that the person is doing. And when that happens, people are apt to do things that are out of character, that are very destructive, and then the society intervenes, and there are consequences that are often very, very bad, including death and imprisonment.
Si se van por el de drogas, van a llegar nada más a tres lugares. Porque es a donde llega la gente que está metida en drogas. Uno es el cementerio, que es muy triste, y hay muchos que llegan ahí. Otro es el hospital y el otro es la cárcel.
With deep sympathy for those who have had to cope with dependencies of any kind, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared her views on substance addiction.
Whatever the illusion that comes from plant or drug, they have terrible side effects. They will make your body weak, they will make you addictive, they will make you less intelligent, they will destroy your brain power, and also destroy your physical well-being, etc., etc. How many people die every day because of drug, you know? How many people live a life half dead and half suffering because the lack of drug after they have been so addicted to it? You know the answer. That's why it is better to refrain from these dangerous substances for the sake of your own as well as the people you love and for the sake of the peaceful society.
For victims of addictive drug abuse, there is hope to recovering one's health and life. As our program continues tomorrow, June 26th, the United Nations International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking, we'll find out more about addictive drug abstinence treatment and other solutions to this global epidemic. Smart viewers, thank you for joining us on today's program. Please now stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Words of Wisdom after Noteworthy News. May you and your loved ones be blessed and protected. For more information, please visit Dr. Robert DuPont's Institute for Behavior and Health at www.ibhinc.org.
Some of the tragic tolls of addictive drug abuse. Over 200,000 deaths each year. Costs of $181 billion each year in the United States, $33 billion in the UK. Lifetime cost of current drug addiction amounts to $575 billion in the UK. Harmful effects: brain damage, stroke, heart disease, liver disease, tuberculosis, emphysema, cancer, depression, suicide, permanent memory loss, mental illness, higher infant mortality, increased crime and violence, impotence. Crime and violence. Illegal drugs are a factor in 50% of burglaries in the United Kingdom each year. In the US, 60% of people arrested each year have been taking illegal drugs. 650 heroin addicts in the US committed 70,000 crimes in a 3-month period. Social costs. US businesses lose $100 billion per year due to employees' drug and alcohol abuse. Australians pay $53 billion per year for healthcare, law enforcement, and lost productivity of drug users. Environmental costs. Every gram of cocaine produced destroys 4.4 square meters of rainforest, with 300,000 hectares of rainforest lost each year to cocaine production. Death. 52 people die each day due to drugs in the U.S. In Canada, substance abuse is attributed to 21% of total deaths and 23% of potential life years lost due to early mortalities. Plus more.
For help quitting, please visit
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.